Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO. Ready, CLO?
Yes.
All right. This is from Aaron in Charleston. Aaron writes, ever since our bank account got bigger, my wife got lazier. We have a housekeeper and she orders meal prep and she gets our dry cleaning delivered. As soon as we make it, she spends it. We can clean up and cook like we've always done. How do I get her to make wiser money choices for our future?
Well, see, bro, I'm assuming that your willingness to make more money is so you all can live better. Mm-hmm. Or is your objective to make more money so you can have more money? Because let me tell you something about having money. If you don't use it, it's useless. Because I don't know why you would make money just to have it if you're not going to put it to use. Why are you working harder if you're not going to live better?
Right.
So that's my philosophy. Now, how do you get your wife to make wiser decisions? You can't.
Ever. It don't happen.
None of us can.
I'm trying to figure out what the problem is.
Tosh can't get Carla to make better decisions.
He tried.
Little Tasha. She's making them same wild decisions.
Yeah, what's the problem?
All my daughters make them ignorant decisions. They mamas made them. And you just got to deal with it. Now, bro, you're going to make more money just as long as y'all boat don't sink on these decisions. Sometimes you got to do a little bailing. Just got to bail the water out the boat. But as long as it don't sink the boat, if she's not sinking the boat, don't be overly concerned. I did that before. It's a waste of time. So
okay.
I really All can't right. help you, bro.
All right, moving on to Mona in Vegas. Mona writes, I met a man online. I met him at a hotel to have sex. My husband followed me there, and he stole my car and put most of my clothes out by the time I got home the next day. I am having to sue him to get my stuff. How do I explain it to a judge? What?
You know, Mona, with your old ass. First of all, ain't nobody in their 30s named Mona.
Named okay? Mona.
50-something. Yeah. 60.
Now, Mona, you lucky that's all that happened. You lucky that man they pull up in that hotel room.
Yeah.
And bring more hell than you can count on. Mm-hmm. You can't do a man like that. It's nothing you can say to a judge. Mm-hmm. What you gonna say?
Yeah.
Do you understand that you committed an immoral injustice against your man to where he knew you was cheating with the man. He followed you to the hotel, stole your car, put all your stuff out, and that's all he did? Listen, it's just time for you to move on.
Yeah,
you got busted, And those are the consequences, Mona.
How did she get home? Okay,
Uber.
They can get home. Moving on to
I'll tell you
Will.
Who didn't take her home.
Neither one of them.
All right.
You're right. All right. Moving on to Will in Loganville. Will writes, my wife is a masseuse and her studio is in our sunroom. We've never had the discussion about her having male clients in our home, at our home. I thought that was understood, but it was not. How does she think it was cool to have another man in my house?
No, I don't know, man. I don't know how she thought that. But let me tell you something. I don't know. I don't know what man goes over another man's house, take his clothes off, get on table. I don't know no men like that. Because if I'm going over this woman's house and she the masseuse, I got, this is at your house. You got a family? Yeah, I have a husband.
What?
Oh, okay. Do you make house calls, ma'am? That's my next question. Because I'm not coming over your house, take my shirt off, and lay down on this table, and he in there eating.
It's not going to happen, huh?
Right, it's a, he in there watching TV. He in there with his boys, the game on. No, man,
That's
backwards.
Crazy.
That's backwards. Okay, now who wrote the letter, the man or the woman?
Yeah, the man, Will.
Hey, bro, you got rules at your house. I don't know how. Hey, you're not. Hey, you ain't bringing no man in here. He ain't taking his clothes off at my house. That's not happening.
Yeah,
you need to. You got to get a studio. Now, you can bring women in here, but until you get a studio, you have only access to women.
Okay, question. What? Okay, say she had a studio. Are you still upset that she massages men, or should her clientele just be women? Yeah, you don't even like the right.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's kind of it's weird, huh? Even though it's her business.
Well, she's a professional, so you're saying you don't even want her to have male clients. Mm-mm. Is that what you're saying?
I don't.
At the house, in the studio, nowhere.
It's weird. Yeah, I think it's kind of weird.
I'm in a different position, so let me just go on and say it. I make enough money where you ain't got to rub nobody but me.
Okay.
So now, let's just be clear about that.
Let's take that out of it, though.
Let's just say I'm talking from a real jaded perspective here. Now, if I ain't have no money,
man.
I might be a little bit more open to this here. But he ain't open to it, and I ain't mad at him.
And I don't think any man would be real cool with that. You know, they'd have some sort of jealousy or something about
it. There's too many stories about a woman rubbing a man and it don't go right.
Yeah.
We ain't got a quarterback now because of that.
This is true. This is true.
Cleveland Brown. We done set up here and paid all this money.
He rubbed his way out of here, right out of his job.
All right, last one, guys. Beverly in Dover says, my husband died in January. I just found out that he had a daughter and she's 22 years old. My daughters are mad at their dad and can't accept that he had an outside child. I have forgiven him, but they can't. How can they be mad at a dead man?
Oh, we got to dig him up.
He dead. What you mad at him for? He dead.
Yeah.
And you got a sister.
Yeah.
Now, you cannot be mad at the sister because the sister had nothing at all to do with this.
Correct.
She was just born into this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So really, you should embrace the sister. Now, you can have your little lips poked out about your daddy, but, you know, that goes something my father used to always tell me. He said, son, you can either get over it or die mad.
Uh-huh.
Now, the person you mad at already dead. So what your next move?
It doesn't sound like they're going to embrace the sister and they're going to stay mad.
Well, you know, and then they're going to die just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. All right, CLO, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.